News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, 6 out of 10 parents customise family meals for fussy children, new research has found. But according to one expert, that mightn't be such a bad thing. We're joined by children's dietitian and feeding specialist Lucy Upton. Lucy, should we be tailoring our meals to suit our kids' needs?
And good morning, by the way. Nice and early. Good morning. So I think there's a little bit of a balance, isn't there? So I think I wrote in this article, so with family meals, I would normally say that you would want something familiar. If you're struggling with a fussy child, you're normally going to need something at that table that's going to help get them there, that's familiar to them. So that might mean that, you know, their favourite pasta's on the table, but the rest of the meal that, you know, could be something that you and the rest of the family want to eat.
Now, your piece prompted a lot of discussion in the office this morning.
Yes.
I think one of the things you said was, look, you know what, if they want to eat chicken in the morning, let them eat chicken in the morning. Don't apply your rules.
Yeah.
And a lot of people go, what? Chicken in the morning?
I've got kids who have fish fingers for breakfast. It's because...
Fish finger sandwich, I get
kids,
it.
Yeah, kids don't know those norms, do they? They don't know, you know, we realise, you know, cereals are a breakfast food and you know, sandwiches are a lunch food, but they're not really, are they? They're just food. And I think for children, if it's going to get them, you know, for some families, it's the difference between their child eating or not at breakfast, for example. And I think just I'm really proactive about helping families and children understand that food is just food. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. There's no good or bad foods. And kind of reframing how, therefore, you can approach meal times that's less stressful for everybody. It does get some getting used to, though.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, the office was divided and it got quite heated when we were discussing it. And there was a side of the office saying, you know what, give them what you're eating. And if they don't eat it, let them go hungry. What say you to that approach?
So I don't dispute that there needs to be for children to learn to accept different foods, an element of exposure, and you can eat those foods with your children and you can still offer them to your children. But what is, and this sort of ties in a few things that I put in the article, if one of your child's accepted foods is chicken, there is no reason why on the table at breakfast you couldn't have some chicken, but there could also be options like, you know, toast and butter or cereal, milk, yogurt that other people are eating that they can try or look at or touch or explore if they want to. Because children do need that exposure to the other foods to learn how to eat them.
Now, the counter argument made, and again, you're the expert, we're not, but the counter argument made in the office is you're giving too much control to kids. They're setting the rules.
Well, I think that's where it can be really easily misconstrued. So I'm not saying necessarily that you say every morning to your child, what do you want? And they say, I don't know, we're using chicken here now as the example, aren't we? You know, open-ended. Yeah. You as a parent can decide what's being offered. So you can decide what of your child's accepted foods are going to be there at the mealtime, but also what all the other foods are going to be too. So as I say, it's just that ensuring that there is something familiar there can be really helpful for lots of fussy kids, and there's something that they are going to eat. And, you know, just to counter the kind of hungry side of things, you know, children who are hungry generally get quite dysregulated and then don't tend to eat very well anyway. So we want children having something. They don't need to dictate exactly what that is as a parent. As long as you know you're offering something that is familiar, accepted at a mealtime, that's fine. You can still eat food you want to eat. I'm a big advocate of a family meal focusing on other foods everybody else wants to eat too, because eventually they're the foods you want your child to eat.
Yeah.
The ones everybody else is eating.
This is a really complex area, isn't it? And I do think you need to be careful with kids as well. Kids who may have food phobias or who have issues, you know, who are particularly fussy eaters. I'm not sure ramming food down their throat is a good way of dealing with that. In fact, I'm 100% sure that isn't a good way of dealing with it.
Yeah, no, that absolutely isn't a good deal. You know, anything that applies pressure to children at mealtimes, and especially like you've mentioned, there are children who've got sort of a more significant end of feeding differences. The children who are, you know, very highly selective, might have had a really complex history around food. You know, some children who've got specific feeding disorders or aphid, for example, need to be kept, you know, you need to manage that really, really carefully. Any element of pressure, we should never force feed to children. We should, you know, children pick up on that and they don't want to come to a mealtime. And I always say to parents, imagine you know, sitting down at mealtime yourself and somebody was like pressurizing you to do something the whole mealtime, it doesn't really make it a very enjoyable experience and therefore not a place you really want to come back to readily. So backing off and taking off the pressure is one of the most important things to help children to eat and learn to eat new foods, because they need to feel relaxed and safe at a mealtime.
Okay, Lucy, thank you indeed for talking to us. Lucy Upton there, children's dietitian and feeding specialist. If you want more info on fussy eating, you can check out Lucy's Instagram page at children's dietitian. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.